sit straight comfortably. In meditation, keeping the spine tall, back relaxed, shoulders relaxed. Assuming the asana, body solid and still. We continue our Panchakosha Viveka meditation. So as we've mentioned, the subject awareness will always be one, and it will be constant. We gave the example of seeing. Eyesight is one. I have two eyes, can have multiple instruments, but the actual eyesight is one. What I see will be multiple. And the eyesight is constant. It's the same thing. It's not a different eyesight now, different tomorrow, different yesterday. Maybe a little blurry because of the instrument, but seeing is the same. What I see isn't constant. Maybe for some time, but it comes and goes, changes. So we use this as the rule of subject-object when we do the Panchakosha Viveka. So we take a moment first, be aware of the body. And when you observe the body, you see body is multiple parts. Body is changing. I'm growing. Body changes or I get older. Constantly we can see changes. Every moment changing when we look at it closely. All the cells constantly changing. But I, the observer, conscious awareness is the same throughout. I'm not somebody else yesterday, somebody else today, same one inside. So when I take a picture of mine from a long time back, I don't take it as third person, that's me. Body has changed, but myself, awareness is the same. Body we call the Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, my energy sheath, my energy level, changing, I can be aware. Always in flux, sometimes more, sometimes less. I feel hotter now, colder before. Or I say, I am hungry. But if I look at it, there's the experience of hunger. Hunger is, again, in Pranamaya Kosha, I'm aware of the experience of hunger. So this level, we call it vital sheath, Pranamaya Kosha, energy sheath, changing, eyes awareness, and the same. Energy, multiple manifestations of it in the body. Flow of blood, thoughts in the mind, meaning the energy, electrical energy, nervous system, chemical energy. But awareness is one, not multiple. Manomaya Kosha, my mind, constantly changing. How do I know there's a thought there? I'm aware of the thought. There's an emotion. I'm aware of the emotion. I say, I have this thought. We say, I am this emotion, happy, sad, but really I experience this. In the light of awareness, I experience thoughts, emotions. Vijnanamaya Kosha, intellectual sheath. Now I can clearly decide, now not clearly. The level of decisiveness, rational thinking changes. I'm aware of that, not changing, same awareness. When in meditation or deep sleep, also then, intellect maybe not functioning, not there. Deep sleep, no intellect. I drop that. But I myself am there. I say I had a deep sleep. I slept well. So it's constant where the intellect was there some of the time not. And anandamaya kosha, subtlest, whenever I have joy, happiness, it's a reflection from anandamaya kosha. The joy, happiness I get from things is at different gradations. I see something I like in the shop. I'm happy from that. I buy it, or somebody gives to me, more happy. I use it, even more happy. So gradations of happiness. So it's changing, there's different gradations. So I'm aware of the level of joy I have. It becomes object where I am subject. So one awareness through all the experiences. Physical, one awareness. Energy level, physiologic level, one awareness. Same awareness. Mind, the thoughts, emotions, same awareness. Intellect, the rational thinking, same awareness. Level of joy, experience of joy, I'm the same awareness. Things that are changing are object, I am the subject, the awareness, constant.
Om Shanti Shanti.